Are you ready to take your leftovers from drab to fab? We've all been there, staring blankly into the kitchen at those forgotten containers of last night's dinner. But fear not, because today I'm here to show you how to transform those leftovers into mouth-watering meals that will make you say, "Leftovers? Who? What?" So grab your coffee and let's dive in. Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, "Mom, what's for dinner?" Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last-minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives. A plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plan, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, my friend. Welcome back to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm so grateful you're here. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're all doing so good. I am super. It's spring is in the air, and I got to drive the convertible with the roof down, have the wind in my hair, and listen to some good music the other day. So that makes me so happy. This is episode 51, and I'm going to be calling it How to Transform Leftovers into 7 Delicious Meals. I'll be sharing a personal story of how I overcame the lack of creativity with leftovers, and also I will be sharing 7 ideas on what to make with some of your leftovers. So growing up, my family didn't waste food. My mom could create a gourmet meal out of random leftovers in the fridge that would make your taste buds dance. I remember one time we had leftover roasted chicken, some veggies, and a bit of rice. My mom whipped up a delicious chicken stir fry that was better than the original meal. That's when I learned the magic of transforming leftovers into something extraordinary. But I had forgotten about it, and I want to share my experience about coming full circle and how I overcame a little obstacle in the kitchen, transforming leftovers. Yes, you heard me right. Blaga, your meal planning mama, struggled with this for a while. Again, I'm forgetting what my mom taught me in the kitchen. But then I found my groove, and now I'm here to spill the beans on how you can do it too. So grab a snack and maybe a leftover one, and let's dive in. It all started one evening when I had some friends over for dinner. We cooked up a storm, but as always, we made way too much food. The next day, I opened my fridge to see a sea of Tupperware containers filled with different dishes. I stood there scratching my head, wondering what to do with all of these leftovers. I mean, seriously, reheating them was an option, but what's the fun in that, right? That's when I decided to get creative. I rolled up my sleeves, put on some music, and got to work in the kitchen. And you know what? It was a game changer. I discovered that with a little bit of imagination and creativity, like my mom did, leftovers can be transformed into something completely new and delicious. Who knew? So without further ado, here are 7 examples of how you can transform your leftovers like a pro. Number 1, leftover roast chicken. Turn it into chicken fried rice. Chop up that leftover roast chicken into bite-sized pieces and stir-fry it with some cooked rice, veggies, and a splash of soy sauce. And voila, you've got yourself a quick and tasty meal that's perfect for a busy weeknight. Number 2, leftover spaghetti bolognese. Make stuffed peppers. Mix the leftover spaghetti bolognese with some cooked quinoa or rice and stuff it into half bell peppers. Top it with cheese and bake until bubbly. You won't believe how delicious this simple dish is. It's so good. Number three is leftover vegetables. Make a veggie frittata. Frittata. That's a fun word. Whisk together some eggs, milk, and your leftover vegetables, chopped up, of course, and pour the mixture into a hot skillet. Cook until the edges are set, then pop it in the oven to finish cooking. Serve with slices of veggie frittata with a side salad for a light and nutritious meal. Number four, leftover pulled pork. You can make barbecue pulled pork tacos. These are delicious, my friend. Heat up the leftover pulled pork with some barbecue sauce and stuff it into a soft tortilla. Top it with shredded cabbage, sliced avocado, and a squeeze of lime. These tacos will have your taste buds dancing in no time. Number five, leftover mashed potatoes. You can make loaded mashed potato soup. Mix the leftover mashed potatoes with some cheese, some parsley, some salt and pepper, some broth. You can throw in some bacon bits if you want in there. And boil and some cream, some more milk. And mix it all together, and it's this beautiful soup. Number six is leftover rice. Make rice pudding. This is one of my favorites. I intentionally make extra rice so I can make rice pudding. So don't throw away that leftover rice. Instead, turn it into a cozy and comforting rice pudding. Simmer the rice with some milk, sugar, and a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg if you like until thick and creamy. Top it with a sprinkle of cinnamon sugar and enjoy it warm or cold. I prefer mine warm, but some people like it cold. And lastly, leftover roasted vegetables. Make a veggie quesadilla. Take those leftover roasted vegetables and layer them between two tortillas with some shredded cheese. Cook the quesadilla until the cheese is melted and gooey. Serve it with a dollop of sour cream and a side of salsa for a satisfying and flavorful meal. So there you have it, my friends. Seven delicious ways to transform your leftovers into something magical. Remember, with a little bit of creativity and a whole lot of love, you can turn any leftover ingredients into a culinary masterpiece. Embrace the challenge, my friends. Have fun in the kitchen and let your taste buds be your guide. Until next time, keep cooking and keep shining and have a blessed and beautiful week. And I will be waiting for you on Sunday when I drop my new weekly meal plan. Bye for now. And there you have it, my beautiful mama. If this episode encouraged, inspired, or helped you in some way, I'd love if you share it with a friend so they can be encouraged too. Then let's hang out at the Meal Planning for Busy Moms Insider. I share weekly tips, inspiration, and menu plans and recipes you won't find on the podcast. So the link will be in the show notes, and I'll be waiting for you in my next episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Bye for now.